Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week, Friday of National Lutheran Schools Week, and we're going to visit schools in Michigan, North Carolina, and St. Louis. Hope you can join us for all of the conversations as we give thanks to God for these great institutions of Christian education around the country. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo there, and you can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin. Joining me by phone this morning, Mr. John Brandt. He's principal at Valley Lutheran High School in Saginaw, Michigan. Mr. Brandt, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much, Andy. I'm glad to be part of your program today.
Looking forward to learning more about Valley Lutheran High School in Saginaw, Michigan. Tell us a little bit about what led you to your vocation in Lutheran education.
Well, that's a great question. I think that when I look back on my youth, there was something about coaching especially that attracted me to the teaching profession. And as I weighed out different career options, it always came back to where could I do the most coaching. And through that, through looking at it from through that kind of view, I ended up getting into teaching. And I was surrounded by a lot of great mentors. I come from a family of teachers who continue to encourage me in that regard. And I think that God worked through a variety of people to help me see that there was more to education, Lutheran education, than coaching, and I've made a career of it, and I'm excited to be able to be at this point and be able to talk about it.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the Valley Lutheran High School where you serve today in Saginaw, Michigan. How long has the high school been there in Saginaw?
We were founded in 1977.
Wow. So just under 40 years old then.
Coming up on our 40th birthday.
Congratulations. Where do the students come from to Valley Lutheran High School?
We have, we are in a very interesting part of the country where we have a tremendous concentration of Missouri Synod Lutherans, and we draw students from about 40 miles away. In fact, we say we have 37 zip codes that are in our student address bank, and so we could draw quite a range, kind of key areas. Obviously, Saginaw, Bay City is close by, the Frankenmuth, Frankentrost areas of Michigan also are important areas. So it's quite a diverse, geographically diverse group of students that we have.
Very good. So the students come to you, do they come some from Lutheran schools and other schools in the area?
The majority of our students come from Lutheran schools. I would say about 85 to 90% of our students do come from Lutheran elementary schools. Of that group, there is quite a diversity as far as their faith background is concerned, because even though they may be coming from a Lutheran school, they're not necessarily Lutheran. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have, I believe it's this year, we have 29 Lutheran congregations that are represented in our student body and 26 other Christian congregations who are represented in our student body.
So the Valley Lutheran High School is well-received among the community and especially among Christian congregations there in the community.
I believe so. We've developed a very strong reputation, especially as our alumni have been able to take their places in the community, and people look at our alumni and look to us, and they realize that when people are Valley Lutheran graduates, they are people of strong ethics and strong values, and of course that's based on a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that is where all strong ethics and values really do come from.
How are students prepared for that next chapter in life? Many of them, maybe going to college after high school. How does Valley Lutheran High School prepare them for that next chapter of life?
Well, that is a really great question, because people have kind of a straightforward look at that, and they look at how are they doing on test scores, how are they prepared academically in the subject matter and the content area, And our teachers do a great job of that, and our test scores are well above national averages, and colleges are actively recruiting our students. That being said, I'm fortunate enough that I have an academic dean, Lisa Myers, who works very hard on this, that we are constantly looking to see what do our students need to be successful down the road. What do they need in addition to this academic preparation? And our teachers have done a great job of adding different things into our curriculum, things that on the surface may not seem to be that consequential, but are really making an impact on their success. So, for example, we put a lot of emphasis on collaborative learning, where people learn to work in groups. And as somebody told me, not only being a leader, but also being a follower at the right time is really kind of critical to that process, because more and more people, when they get to college and then they get to the workforce, they have to be able to do those things. And our alumni are giving us very good reports on their preparation in that area. Just the interaction among students, among each other, and being able to work, not only work together, but be able to debate and struggle with issues and problem solve and analyze situations has been a very, very important part of what we're doing, especially in this day and age when it seems like rather than people working face-to-face, they kind of scatter and kind of work individually and sit in front of their computer monitors. Those skills of being able to be interactive and solve problems and relate well to people are becoming more and more valuable. So we've actually emphasized more of that along with the academics, and we're seeing a lot of success with that.
What does a typical day look like for students at Valley Lutheran High School?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know what you're saying. What's a typical day look like? I'm not sure there is a typical day. I would say one of the key things that I can say is very typical is we do have chapel here every day. And one of the things that has always struck me as very interesting is that when you talk to alumni and you say, well, what do you miss about school? They say, we miss chapel time. And that is 14 minutes that we spend together. It has all kinds of different formats. Sometimes it looks very much like church. Sometimes, well, today we had a skit put on by a class. Other times we have guest speakers. You know, there's a lot of variety to it. And in my mind, it's more like family devotions than chapel. But that 14 minutes that we take time out, we take a deep breath, we're all together around God's Word is something that our students really value, and our alumni look back on that with fondness and see that as something that's missing from their lives as they move on. So that's pretty typical kind of day. A typical kind of day in the classroom is all over the block. You know, they may be in math, and they might be doing like one class today was doing, is they were working online using Khan Academy as a way to review for a test. Might be in a Spanish class, and they may be working on translating a novel that they're reading. So it can be all over the block.
Who do the students interact with throughout the day or throughout the week? You mentioned they interact with one another and find that mutually beneficial. Obviously, teachers as well. Who else do they interact with throughout the day?
Well, when you look at that, and that is a real challenging question because students go off in so many different directions.
Mm-hmm.
We're involved very much with athletics naturally. That's an important part of high school students' career and experience, and so there's a lot of opportunities to interact with students from other schools in those settings. We have the opportunity where students go off and they have part-time jobs. We have our school does two community-wide service days each year, one in the fall, one in the spring. And those are key times when our students will scatter all over the community. We'll help on all kinds of projects. And the purpose of that is twofold. One, it is to serve others in the name of Jesus, and that's the first and most important reason. And the second reason is to help open our students' eyes up to what goes on in the community so they might be able to find some area in which they can serve in the future. And for some students, the future is right now, that some of them get immediately involved with some projects outside of school and are able to join in serving there. So that's a benefit to the organization, but I think it's a benefit to the school too, because when these kids go out and do those things and they get involved with that kind of service, that does come back to the school, because that influences their outlook on life and influences their discussions in the classroom, and they share from that, and that helps others grow.
What sets your school apart from other schools in your community?
You know, it's interesting. We had that very discussion probably about 10 or 12 years ago, because the public schools in our area several of them tried to really focus on being strong college prep schools, which in essence was always kind of our niche in the educational marketplace. And we looked around and we said, you know, we still need to be that. We can still do that. But you know what they can't do? They can't be Christian. And so that was a great opportunity for us to renew our focus on what we always had been, and remind ourselves that, you know, that is something that can't be duplicated in a public arena. And that has become, I think, over the last 12 to 15 years, more evident, especially in the relationships among our students and teachers. That is something that, when we have a student who comes in from a different school, whether it's public or another non-public school, when they come into our school and you ask them how it's going, what's different about their experience, they will bring up the relationships with their teachers is different. And I think that is a difference based on us understanding that we are all within this family of Christ, and that just opens up different doors, and that is the thing that really stands out. Communicating that to the broader public is very difficult because it's something you have to experience. But of all the things that I think about our school, I think that's the thing that stands out. Things I mentioned earlier about, you know, focusing on what students need educationally beyond test scores, there's no doubt in my mind we stand out in that regard as well. But if I was to say one thing, and the most critical thing, it's the relationships founded on Jesus Christ. That's the difference.
And thanks be to God for that, for faithful Christian education for these high school students. Mr. John Brandt, principal of Valley Lutheran High School in Saginaw, Michigan, thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll head to Conover, North Carolina. And later in the program, we'll talk with students right here in the studio. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
University Mequon, Wisconsin overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
The New Jersey State Legislature could give Congress a lesson in working together. Democrats and Republican state senators worked in a bipartisan effort to stop a dangerous assisted suicide bill jam-packed with bad stuff. The bill had no requirements for a patient mental health evaluation, pain relief consultation, or oversight to see if they were actually willing to take the lethal drugs. No medical person had to supervise the killing. Worse yet, it allowed for a third party to make the death request, who could be an heir financially benefiting from the patient's death. It didn't require notification of family members, and it protects those involved, even if they coerced out of self-interest. The New Jersey State Senate did their job, listened to the people, and blocked this death bill.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week on Faith and Family. Now we head to Conover, North Carolina. Principal Bill Uvenfert from Concordia Christian Day School there in Conover, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor, or Principal Bill Uvenfert. Thanks so much for joining us today on Faith and Family.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Glad to have some time to talk with you today. Where would we find Conover, North Carolina?
We're located about an hour north of Charlotte, between Charlotte and the mountains. So we're nestled between the Appalachian Mountains and about 4 hours from Myrtle Beach. So it's a nice place to live.
I'm sure a beautiful part of the country. Tell us a little bit about the history of Concordia Christian Day School. How long has the school been there?
It's been here since 1978. It's a unique history in that it started originally as Concordia College, by people in the community who wanted higher education, Christian education for people. And as Concordia College, and was actually a grade one through college age place. And it started here. And in 1891, there was a faculty got a decided they were going to move to Hickory, and the college left. And started what's now known as Lenoir Ryan University. And the elementary school stayed here under the control of, or under the guidance of, Concordia Lutheran Church. So we've been around a long time, unique history.
What led you to your vocation in Lutheran education?
My goal is, I love to teach and coach children. I love to see them grow and develop as young children of God, watching them grow and emotionally and socially and, of course, academically and spiritually. And seeing that develop is a great joy to me, and I love to make a difference in their lives.
And so let's talk about the students, the teachers, the parents who make up this community of Concordia Christian Day School. What does a typical day look like for the students there at Concordia Christian Day School? What does a typical day look like for students at Concordia?
Well, we start every day with the come to class. I go on the PA and tell them on whose birthday it is, what's the event, what's begin with. With our announcements. Then in the classroom, they'll have the they pray for one another and each other's needs and celebrations needs. And then they have religion class, where they study God's word and how it applies to their life is the big aspect that we work on. And then they go to academic subjects and have lunch. Recess and all the good kind of stuff.
Who do the students interact with throughout the day? I would gather teachers, but are there others involved, and how are they involved in each other's education?
The students, we have teachers, we have librarians and musicians and computers and Spanish teachers. There's a lot of people outside just the homeroom teacher that interacts with them. The early childhood director, as well as myself, throughout the day, as it happens. The cafeteria staff sees almost every student as they go through the lunch line. So we have a lot of different people that are interacting with the students each and every day.
And so, how does Concordia Christian Day School prepare students for that next step, for that next chapter in life, for what comes after after they complete their education at Concordia?
Well, one of the things at Concordia that we strive to do is meet each child's individual needs and help them to grow, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, helping them with their physically as far as their fine motor skills, and of course academically. We're trying to meet each child, but I think what really helps us is that we try to child that they are a special, unique child of God, and that they each have individual talents and abilities. So at Concordia, we made a point of making sure that we have things like not just a program, but we have handbells, and we have a program. We have a drama program. We have things like that that are important that a child or a student can find success in and can build that self-esteem and that self-confidence so that they leave Concordia with not only academic ability, but they also have that self-confidence to be able to conquer the next level and beyond. One of the other things we do is we help our students develop a strong work ethic. We've had high schools that have come back and said, your students know how to prepare and study for tests and know how to get projects done, and they complete their things on time because they have a strong work ethic, which is something I think will benefit them, not just in high school and college, but in the work environment as they grow older.
Is there anything else that is unique about your school or sets it apart from other schools in your community?
We have a Spanish program that begins with kindergarten and goes through eighth grade in our public schools, and do not have cut that program out, and we are one of the few schools that does that. So we are unique in the fact that we have a classroom, we call it our distance learning classroom, for video conferencing, and we video conference in with experts such as authors and astronauts, the Wolf Refuge in Minnesota. We contact another classroom in a Hispanic country for our Spanish talk back and forth with using technology, I think, in very unique ways of being able to enhance the education of the child. Not too many schools do that. The other thing I think that's unique, probably not unique, but we do a good job of it, is we really help our students learn empathy towards others. We're always collecting things for mission projects and help strive to try to understand what kids need and to respond in kind. For example, every year we pack an arc of
it sounds like we're losing a connection there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You were just saying that some of the service projects that the students do to serve in the community that helps them develop empathy for others.
Right. The service project to the HEP project to work full and it's a goal of $4,000 to help a whole village have the animals they need to be successful, to sustain life and to be prosperous. So we're trying to help our students understand and work towards goals to help others and have that empathy to helping others that are in need.
How would you describe the relationship between school and home, parents and teacher, family and school? How would you describe that relationship?
We exist because we're in partnership with the parents. Education of a child has got to be both school and home life together. And so we have strong communication with our parents, trying to work on different things for each child. And I look at it as a with one another. Many of our parents come to us looking for help with parenting issues, and so that's become a major support system that we have for parents also, is finding ways to assist them with their parenting concerns and questions.
How can we find out more about Concordia Christian Day School in Conover, North Carolina?
Well, you can go to our website. It's school.concordianc.org. And you'll be able to see pictures of our school and our kids and our programs. And that's fun, obviously. And if you're anywhere in North Carolina, please stop by. We'd love to give you a tour.
Very good. Principal Bill Unvenvert from Concordia Christian Day School in Conover, North Carolina. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with students and faculty administration from Lutheran High School North here in St. Louis as they visit the International Center here of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Hi, this is President Matthew Harrison. It's with a thankful heart that I share my gratitude to all of you who so faithfully serve the Lord as volunteers within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are so blessed by your generous and gifted spirit, and we are uplifted by your volunteer service to make known the love of Christ. May God bless and fortify you in your service. May your service bring you joy.
All around the world, there are people who are afraid of spirits. One such place is an island near Australia called Papua New Guinea, or PNG for short. While you and I know that we can trust Jesus to take care of us, a lot of people in PNG don't know how powerful the Savior is. Just like us, the PNG people need God, and the children in your Lutheran Day School or Sunday School can help. Learn more about adopting this children's mission project at lhfmissions.org.
Do you enjoy using good old snail mail? Writing a letter, a postcard, or using a typewriter to do the same? Why not send Worldwide KFUO your letter today? Our street address is Worldwide KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. And just a click away, 24 hours a day, you can find our contacts page at kfuo.org.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO. KFUO, the messenger of good news for the 21st century.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week, and the second half of the program here, we get to spend time with students and administrators, faculty in studio, and joining us today are friends from Lutheran High School North here in St. Louis, Missouri. A handful of students and one of our favorite principals here in the St. Louis area, Mr. Brockman, Tim Brockman. Welcome back to Faith and Family, Mr. Brockman.
Good morning, Andy. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you in studio, and you brought students along with you. Alexa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. What year are you?
I am a sophomore. I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade sophomore, and you were presenting music in chapel today?
Yes, we sang Jesus, Your Name.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, glad. How long have you been singing?
For a very long time. I'm just singing, dancing, acting. So I just love to sing, and especially getting the opportunity to sing and worship Jesus. So that's a great opportunity, especially being at Lutheran High School North.
Wonderful. Glad to have you here. Looking forward to hearing more about your experience there.
Thank you so much.
Joining us also in studio, Jack. Jack, welcome.
Hi. How's it going?
Great. Great. Glad to have you in studio. Tell me, what grade are you in, Jack?
I'm also a sophomore.
Uh-huh. Sophomore. 10th grade. So is this your second year then at Lutheran High School
North?
Yeah,
second year. Since freshman year, you know, easy enough.
Long time, huh? And Grayson, welcome to Faith and Family.
Hello.
Grayson, what year?
I'm a junior, so 11th grade.
So, you know, you're ahead of these guys. You know it all then, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, and gentlemen, you were singing today as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. What part do you sing, Jack?
I'm bass.
Bass.
And I'm a tenor.
All right. And I forgot to ask Alexa, what part do you sing?
Alto.
Alto. So we just need a soprano. I take it Mr. Brockman is not
yeah,
the soprano.
That is clearly not.
Well, glad to have this time to learn about Lutheran High School North and what you all are experiencing there, what your education is like, the friends that you have, the teachers that you have there that you love. Why did your family choose Lutheran High School North? Why did you choose to become a student at Lutheran High School North? Let's start with Alexa.
Okay, I chose to go to Lutheran North because I've heard much great things about it. I know people that went there. I even shadowed somebody that I previously worked with in the summer. Mm-hmm. So that was a really great experience. And it's just really nice to share and worship and stuff. So, yeah, and all the opportunities that you get. There's a lot of opportunities that I'm looking forward to for my future.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about those opportunities. When you say there are a lot of opportunities because of it, what do you mean?
For college, and mm-hmm. you know, it's really good to have great education and also get to go out into the world with putting God first. Mm-hmm. So it's just really great.
Very good. Well, I'm glad that that you heard that Lutheran High School North was a great
yes.
school and found that to be true in your experience
yes,
there.
I love it.
All right, Jack, why did your family choose Lutheran High School North?
Most obvious answer is I've had a lot of aunts and uncles that went through there. But I also had a grandfather that taught there. I live out in St. Charles, so obviously Lutheran St. Charles is right there, five mm-hmm. minutes down the road. But we chose Lutheran North because we thought it was just a better educational opportunity. We knew a lot of the teachers, and we knew that they were good teachers, and my sister went through there, so just kind of helped in our decision.
So your family already had a good relationship with Lutheran High School North and a strong foundation. You know a lot about the school already.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, My grandfather was the pastor there for 25 years or so, I think. So we kind of know.
Sure.
Know everything that's going on. Well, not everything, but we know plenty of things that are going on there, and just a pretty obvious choice for us.
So a long family history there.
Yeah.
Very good. And Grayson, why did you choose Lutheran High School North?
Almost the same story as Jack, but my grandmother actually went to Lutheran Central, mm-hmm. and then my mom and my dad both went to North. That's where they met, and my sister and I both, my sister already graduated, but this is my third year, so I just went with the family tradition.
Stayed at Lutheran High School North.
Yep.
And what are you all thinking about? Do you have ideas of what you might like to do after you complete your education at Lutheran High School North? What are you thinking about next, Alexa?
Well, I would like, for college, my major, I would like to go into political science and psychology, but I'm also a dancer, so I've been going to a studio since I was like 3 years old. So I may try to audition for a dance company, you know, something like that, because I've been doing it for so long. But yeah, I really want to do psychology for helping people and political science, because that's kind of, you know, they're kind of connected in a certain way. So, yeah, that's my future goals, and I'll just see where life takes me, life and God takes me.
Do you take any classes in that field right now at Lutheran North?
No. Well, next year I'm planning on taking psychology. Mm-hmm. And then for dance, I'm on dance team, which is really nice. We have a lot of fun, and the basketball games are really nice. So, yeah.
What is your favorite class right now?
My favorite class? I really like history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of goes into, like, political science, kind of like that. You know, I just really like reflecting on, like, what our past was and then relating it to now to fix problems.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. All right, Jack, how about you? Plans after high school?
Probably something in the engineering or science fields. Also kind of looking at a language minor, Chinese. I've been taking that for 2 years now, so I find it really interesting. So,
you're taking Chinese?
Yes, I am.
You're taking Chinese at Lutheran High School North?
Yes.
You have Chinese at Lutheran High School North?
We do.
That is outstanding. What languages do you offer there, Mr. Brockman?
We offer three languages, Spanish, French, and as Jack said, Mandarin Chinese.
Wow.
So the most traditional, of course, Spanish is still the largest program. And in years past, we had offered German, but the demand wasn't quite so great for German anymore. And so as we move forward with the number of international students on both in the area and some on our campus, and just the way the world is shrinking, as people say, Chinese seemed like a logical step, next step.
So what was it that really drew you in and convinced you to take Chinese, Jack?
I think it was my previous experience with Spanish. Mm-hmm. I'd taken it in grade school, and I was like, this is all right. And I just wanted something new and something different and something that I knew would really challenge me and push me.
Has it proved to be what you expected?
Very hard, yeah. Very interesting, yes. I might have expected it to be a little easier, but it's a good challenge, and I really like being able to have having the opportunity to take a language like Chinese, especially since we have foreign exchange students there. Mm-hmm. You can all, even though their English is phenomenal, you can always talk with one of them, and they'll kind of joke around with you.
So what you're saying is their English exceeds your Mandarin skills.
Oh, definitely. They've been, I think a lot of them have been speaking English or taking English classes since they were in second or third grade.
Very good. Very good. Grayson, tell me about your hopes, your plans after high school.
Actually, I've been... I'm really interested in science, more into the physical therapy, athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in soccer. I've been really into soccer since like seventh grade, and I really want to stay in that area, maybe be an athletic trainer for a team. That'd be really awesome.
Very good. Very good. And what classes are you taking right now?
Right now I'm taking anatomy and physiology. More into the body.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken biology freshman year and chemistry sophomore year. So
very good.
There's a lot of science.
Mr. Brockman, do you have plans after high school?
Yeah, I'm still trying to leave high school. Been in high school for a long, long time.
What led you to consider this vocation that you're in now as principal? What led you to consider being a Lutheran educator?
Yeah, good question. Well, my parents were both Lutheran educators, so I had a good start there. But they didn't really push me necessarily in that direction. I think growing up, I found that I really enjoyed not only knowing things, but being able to convey that and help others understand a topic, whatever it was, a math lesson or something on the soccer field or what have you. And so I just kind of went from there, I guess, and never really thought that I'd be a principal someday. So it's interesting how God pulls you through life, puts you into situations that you don't anticipate and helps you flourish in those.
And now at Lutheran High School North, how long have you been there?
Well, I've been at Lutheran North nearly 20 years.
Wow.
I came in the mid-90s, and I've been principal for five.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in here has hopes and plans. How is Lutheran High School North preparing you for that? How do you feel that your education at Lutheran High School North, the teachers there, the faculty, the staff, and those who make up, who contribute to your education there, how does all of this prepare you for that next step? Do you feel like you'll be ready for college? All of you have expressed interest in college or other career plans. Do you feel like you'll be prepared, Alexa?
Yes. The teachers, they're so great. They always offer extra time. You know, they give 150% every single day, and they're so encouraging, and they really, like, love what they do. Also, for colleges, we have a great staff for doing that, for getting you to where you need to be and making sure that you choose the right college for your choice so that you're not far off somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though people change their majors, you know, so many times, they focus on what you want to do and then get you where you need to be. So I think that's such a great opportunity because not everybody has that, you know. Some people may not think college is the next step, but they really push you to see what you're going to do with your life.
Mm-hmm. Jack, what do you think?
I would say it's kind of the same thing. The teachers really push you, and they really care about you learning something. It's not just your grades, but you understanding the material and knowing what you're learning. As Alexa said, the counseling center is fantastic. We have two or three counselors that, if you ask them, "Hey, I want to go into engineering," they'll help you figure out. Mm-hmm. These are all the schools that you would be really good at, you would do very well at, and it's great. And now that I'm a sophomore, they're coming in once, like, every 2 weeks, and I know when or into our ACT lab saying, "All right, you guys need to start writing your recommendation letters or start looking at different colleges." And I know when you're a junior, it's like almost every other free period that you have. Mm-hmm.
But if you wait till senior year,
oh yeah! If you wait till senior year, they are they're fine with it. They just get kind of mm-hmm. antsy. They're like, "Have you picked one yet? You going?"
Grayson, your thoughts on how Lutheran High School North prepares you for that next step for you for college?
So what they were saying about, like, the college, they really do help you. Like, ever since freshman year, we've, like, talked about it a little bit. But junior year is really where they really start to, we work on it really hard. They have a program called Choice Not Chance, and we just talk about colleges and what gets interested, what's interesting to us, and they provide us with resources to study. We work on a program called Naviance, and we research colleges around the United States, around the world, and they also help us prepare for big tests like the ACT mm-hmm. and the SAT to help us get our college research up.
It sounds like you learn a lot in the classroom, and you have a lot of support from the counselors as well. You learn a lot in the classroom. What do you learn outside of the classroom? Do you learn outside of the classroom? Do you have experiences outside of the classroom, aside from coming to the studios here at KFUO?
Times like these, especially, you know, Conchintus, and then maybe other times just venturing out. Like for foods class, we went out to Schnucks, and it was a really, like, bonding time for our class. We had to get ingredients and stuff, and then we made a meal for our final. And that was just a really nice time to learn in the grocery store, you know? So, yeah, I think that there's so many things that we learn outside, and to make sure that we are the same person outside of school that we are inside of school.
What do you guys think? Grayson?
Actually, a really big experience, really fun that we had during the summer. Me and Jack both went on a trip with our English teacher, Mrs. Bork.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Bork, sorry. And we went overseas to Europe, many places in Europe, Dublin, Ireland, England. It was very nice. We learned a lot.
What did you learn while you were there?
We learned a lot about culture mm-hmm. of the overseas area. We visited many very large places.
Very old, very large.
Yeah, very historical. It's really nice.
Jack, your thoughts?
I think I'm involved in a lot of activities, especially during the fall, but outside of the classroom, I think I learned to manage my time, and the teachers and club managers always stress, make sure that you have your schoolwork done first so that you can come to these clubs or sports and excel at them. You don't have to worry about what's going on mm-hmm. in school, and you can learn, well, you can learn how to play soccer, you know, because easy stuff like that. And then FBLA is business mm-hmm. or Future Business Leaders of America, teaching us the kind of the ropes of business, organizing things, getting things off the ground and running. So that's kind of what I've learned, time management and mm-hmm. these things from different clubs.
Very good. Where does the Word of God fit in your education at Lutheran High School North? When do you hear or study the Word of God? When do you have opportunities to talk with one another, with your teachers, about what God has done for us in Christ Jesus?
Well, actually, we have chapel every day, except for Wednesdays, which is when we have small groups. And some of us are peer ministers, so we help lead our group on Wednesdays. We help lead our group, and we share devotion, and we do prayer requests. It's really a great time to really connect with your fellow peers. Also, there's, like, classes like Old Testament, New Testament, church history. I think, I haven't gotten to that point yet. But, yeah, it's just a really great opportunity to experience God in your daily, you know, every single day at school. So, yeah.
As she said, every day in the morning between our first and second block, we have a chapel, and I think it's a really neat experience for some of the students. They are small group leaders. I think all three of us mm-hmm. here are small group leaders, and we get to actually preach the word, or we get to teach the word of God to about 15 or 18 kids in our small group. It's freshman, sophomore, everyone from every class. And we get to write our own devotions and speak about the Word of God to them. So I think mm-hmm. that's really a great time to learn about it, is when you're teaching it.
And you guys are on a special assignment today here in studio. As your classmates are walking by, they all have to head back to class, and you get excused for a little bit longer. Grayson, what do you think about when do you get to hear God's Word, talk about God's Word throughout the day, and study God's Word at Lutheran High School North?
So I'm in a club outside of school with my teacher, Mr. Endorf. It's called FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And we have devotions, I think, every other Friday. Very nice. We have to start those up again. Just remember that. But, yeah, we get to teach all students about Christ and the Christ in relation to sports and their athletic ability, God-given talents.
Mr. Brockman, as you hear the students reflect on their education and their life experience here at Lutheran High School North, how do you think... How do you think that the experience that these students have described will prepare them, will shape their future? What do you think future looks like for a student that graduates from Lutheran High School North? What does this education mean for them in the future?
Yeah, well, I think we've got three in the studio here today that are saying some really neat things. I think we could probably go up and down the halls and find lots of similar stories and students that are just really excited about not only their high school experience now, but their future as well. And hopefully with God's help, you know, we can help ground them in the Word first and foremost and provide that spiritual foundation that they can rely on then when you get out into the world. And maybe you're not surrounded by Christians every single day or all hours of the day. Academically, we know they'll be prepared because we've seen it in proof for many, many years, the students that go through the program, go to college, and they are successful, and they come mm-hmm. back and tell us, hey, this was great. I was prepared. I do know how to write a college-level paper. I do know, understand how to conduct a college-level science experiment or whatever it may be. So, yeah, it's not without lots of hard work and dedicated teachers and certainly God's grace, but a lot of good stuff going on.
Less than a minute left. Give you a chance to give a shout out to teachers, others with just less than a minute, a shout out or a thanks to teachers or those who have supported your education at Lutheran High School North.
Alex. Yes, I would love to thank Ms. Borg, Mr. Pomeranke, Mr. Brockman, Mr. Wenger, everybody and my friends, because we all, you know, teamwork. We'll study the night before and just all get together a group. And it's just a really good thing.
Gentlemen?
I would like to thank Mr. Langfeld and Mr. Groupie, science teachers, and even Mr. Kirsten, who's a math trigonometry algebra teacher.
Grayson.
First of all, I'd love to say hi, Mom. I'd like to thank Mr. Groupie. He's really helped me in my science path. Mr. Endorf, he helps me in and out of school all the time. Miss Rusnick for helping me in, and Mr. Scheller in the music career with Concentus and musicals coming up. And Mr. Whitler for helping me understand pre-calc.
Very good. And Mr. Brockman, anybody you want to say thanks to today?
I just I wanted to point out quickly that, you know, it's part of National Lutheran Schools Week. And so two of the three students here came from Lutheran elementary schools as well. And so it's not just what we're doing at the high school level, but the foundation they get at the elementary level too.
Absolutely. Thanks to all those families who are partners with Lutheran elementary schools and high schools here in our community. Thank you all for being my guest today, Mr. Tim Brockman, Principal Alexa, Grayson, and Jack. Thanks for being my guest today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.